Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Wrath of the Woolington Worm, Miss Mary-Kate Martin's Guide to Monsters, Book 1, written by Karen Fox Lee and read by Annabelle Tudor. It is a common misconception that monster hunters need much equipment. Rope, nets, stun guns, night vision goggles, cages, and lorries. It is important to note that none of these items are necessary. P.K. Mabry's Complete Guide to Monsters of the Northern Hemisphere. Miss Mary-Kate Martin chose from her lucky items collection carefully. First, she chose the lucky silver packet that contained the last 7 pieces of gum that her father had left behind before he disappeared on Mount Shishipangma when she was 5. She placed it carefully at the bottom of her suitcase. She also chose the lucky novelty torch, shaped like Big Ben, and her lucky stress ball, which was a miniature world globe. It didn't seem nearly enough lucky things for a train trip to somewhere she'd never been, so she added her lucky international coin collection that contained 33 coins in a small glass jar. "Make sure you pack sensible shoes," her mother, Professor Martin, called from her bedroom. Mary-Kate looked down at the red, sparkly shoes she was wearing. "Yes, Prof," she said. Prof was what Mary-Kate called her mother. Mary-Kate's dress and hair bow were black. Her shoes were red, and so was her backpack. Both of them were sparkly. It was all perfectly coordinated, with exactly the right proportions of sparkle and colour. It made her feel good. If she changed the shoe colour, it would mess things up. She'd be only 25% sparkle. She'd begin to worry. She'd worry that by not wearing matching clothes, something would happen. Something terrible, like a train crash or an avalanche, or an avalanche onto a train travelling through a mountain tunnel, especially the train she was going to travel on that morning. Although she doubted there were any mountains or snow on the way to Woolington Well, she couldn't be 100% sure. So she packed her favourite lucky oversized handkerchief as well. Many things set off these types of thoughts. Brown colouring in pencils, beginnings and endings, facing backwards on trains, saying the wrong thing during small talk, and sudden changes. That morning had been filled with change. "Archaeological digs require sensible shoes," said Professor Martin, coming to stand at the door. She was wearing her sensible tan trousers, brown boots, and brown utility jacket. Brown was a problem for Mary-Kate, but at least all the colours matched. "Are you feeling anxious?" She sat on Mary-Kate's bed and looked at the pile of lucky things in the suitcase.